T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Why? 'Cause they loving the crew. They loving the crew. They loving the crew. Oh, they loving the crew. Oh, they loving the crew. They loving the crew.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. We'll talk to Tim Dillard coming up at 8:20.
They're talking about the Brew Crew there, not the... In Los Angeles, they're sometimes called the Blue Crew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Blue Crew.
They call them the Blue Crew.
No, we are the true... Well, sometimes they say True Blue Brew Crew here.
Yep. Hey, the old County Stadium, there used to be a banner. I think Tim Allen will remember this. There used to be a banner out left center field called the True Brew Blue Crew.
Was it where Vaughn's Valley was?
Right up there.
Yeah.
That's exactly where it was.
Right there.
Alan, yeah. You remember that?
I do. And just as a kid, you stare at those sorts of things. You got a lot of time, and you're sitting there and trying to, you quit keeping score about the third inning. That was, you forget, and what did this guy do? And then you just look around. Yeah, that True Brew Crew, that was out there. Vaughn's Valley was out there. Needs to be more things like that. And like, I don't know, flags.
Yeah.
Flags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, championship banner.
And we'll be excited when that gets unveiled at opening day, hopefully, next year when they're playing it on St. Louis toward the end of March when it's like 20 degrees outside.
Yeah, where's like Kane's Cabana or like things like that? We got to get those built.
Better replace with advertising.
Oh, yeah. Duh. My bad.
Like the minor league parks. Yeah, I didn't like when baseball started doing this, when they started putting the advertising on the outfield fence, like minor leagues doing it. Now, I mean, this started in about 20 years ago. And I remember the final days of County Stadium, and that was just tattooed with advertising.
Yeah, that's part of the game now. That's part of what allows these guys to compete. You got to have some you got to have some money coming in.
You know, they look at this sort of like the David and Goliath series, Tim, where the Dodgers have all the money and they're buying these guys, and the move for Machado, like they had to pretty much pay the tax on that and then pay his salary, and that's not something that the Brewers were going to look really at doing. But the Brewers are just as competitive, and so are the Dodgers. The Dodgers are a good team. What do you remember about the 7 games that we faced the Dodgers this series in your post-game shows? Because there were some close games, there were some routes. In both series, Perez and Kratz pitched for the Brewers.
The only concerning thing really is that matchup with Yolis, and he got beat up that game 4 in that series out in L.A., and that started that 21-5 game. But, outside of that, it was, Bart, you're right, it is close, and they are neck and neck. That series in Milwaukee just after the break, they lose 2 of 3, but that really tightly contested contest in that one. And I'm... as superstitious as I am, and baseball fans, some baseball players, coaches, managers, we all get into that sort of thing. The Chuck and Winkler tour needs to continue, guys. You are aware of that, right?
What tour?
The tour visiting locker room tour?
Oh, okay.
St. Louis, Chicago, and Denver, man. Now it's L.A. If indeed they're going to clinch in L.A., one of you two, if not both, need to be there.
I'll be out there for 3, 4, and 5, but I have a feeling they're going to clinch in game 7 at Miller Park. I can see this one at home for a change.
So the plans are made then. You will be there.
Oh, for Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good deal.
Oh, yeah.
I won't be.
Well, I mean,
I had my run.
That's a horse apiece, Come on, man. This is exciting. This is really exciting stuff. The one thing in listening and watching and getting into baseball, just in a general sense, you got the Final Four. We're down to 4 teams, and they talk about this Milwaukee LA matchup, and it's just they just continually pound that offensive lineup for the Dodgers, and they're great, and they're unstoppable, and they're unbeatable. Not one really, I shouldn't say that, but just not a ton of respect for the Brewers' offensive lineup. This is a lineup, guys, that is not getting its love. And it's got to get on them. It's definitely getting on me. You have a lineup on a given night that has Zeus and Moustakas as your 5 and 6 hitters. Come on, guys. This team can stack them up with you guys as well. And that's the thing. You want to go into this thing thinking you're going to freight train this team? I don't know about that, guys. It's going to be down to getting outs. And, you know, you play it one out at a time, and that's what Council's been doing. I think the Dodgers got their hands full. They do. And this, Chuck, I think you're right. This is going to be a deep series.
Yeah, I would agree with you on the Brewer lineup. The problem is the Brewers strand too many guys on base. And as good as that lineup is, they don't score enough runs for as many guys they put in that lineup. If you look at this past week since the regular season ended, since that the game against Detroit, man, the game against the Cubs, they squirted by that. And, you know, most of these games against Colorado, they scored 6 runs the other night to get the 2 home runs in the 9th inning. But, man, they needed a couple of breaks to score that many runs with the pass balls and all that and the balks. But this offense, it's been a question all year long, why they strand so many guys on base, because they're better than that.
They're a powder keg, though. If you look at it, the 2 and 3 run home runs are coming. And just the law of averages say that it's coming. I don't know if it's going to happen Friday night, but those crooked number innings are coming.
Well,
and the timing might be just right. On the other side, you know, the Brewers pitching staff took care of Colorado, and everyone, like I said, raves over that Dodgers offense. Colorado was just 20 runs total behind LA this year, and the Brewers just shut them down. I mean, they shut them down. And I would imagine these are going to be tight affairs, but one swing of the bat, and I think those home runs are coming. There's going to be a game soon, guys, where the home runs are there. And maybe, you know, you saw it the other day back-to-back by unlikely sources of Arcia and Broxton. But I'm talking about the big boys, the heavy lifters. That's coming. They're going to break out soon. I just, you know, you cross your fingers. Hopefully it's game one.
Well, Miller Park, yeah, is a good place to do it. The band box that it is. Tim will be on the postgame show after game one, about 10 o'clock or so, Saturday night, about 6:30 here on The Fan with Billy Schmid. Now, comparing this to the other ones, 2011, 2008, you can even go back to 82. How do you feel? What's the city of Milwaukee like to you, the people you're talking to, the people that are calling in when you did the shows in 08 and 11? What is this one like compared to the other years? Because to me, it feels like, to me, this feels bigger than 11. It feels bigger than 8. And I was a twinkle in my dad's eye in 82. So
it's different in this regard that it snuck up. I think it snuck up on people this year. We as a fan base, I think sometimes we just look at the negative and we say, wow, look at that run into the All-Star break. See, they did it to us again. They got our hopes up, and then now they're going to crush us. And then slowly, it just sort of snowballed on everybody. And I think it's at a crescendo, if you will, at the right time. So it doesn't matter. The bandwagon jumpers jump on.
Yeah.
That's fine. In 2011, it was more so like, you knew they were good. This was no surprise. That was a steamroller there. You just knew they were good. You knew something special was going on. 82, same deal. And Chuck, you remember this, that, you know, you just sit back, grab a pile of nachos and just see, you know, these guys just thumping. Mm-hmm. And an old school sort of, we're going to drink beer till 3 in the morning. We're going to go out and play a baseball game. That was that deal. And in 82, I mean, quite frankly, the franchise was, you know, just, what, 12 years old at that time. So
yeah, but they had been building up to that.
Patterns.
They had been building up to that, though, from Bambi's Bombers in 78. And
Yeah, they were. And so we kind of knew at that time that they, indeed, the taste in 81 in the split season. And then in 82, you know, they made some changes, and you kind of knew it. This year, it's sort of this, Bart, I think you might have touched on it. The biggest difference is that there's just such a lack of respect for a really good baseball team. And that's where it comes into play. the David versus Goliath. Look at the markets involved here in the Final Four: Boston, Houston, L.A., and Milwaukee.
Yeah,
you know, it's almost written as the underdog, and maybe that's a better way to go.
You know, I think the bullpen of the Brewers gets a lot of respect. Just talking to those Rocky players after games one and games two here in Milwaukee, and their interviews and all that, and they were just saying, "Boy, that bullpen is so good over there. It's so tough." And Bud Black, who a former major league pitcher, was talking about him. And you know, I think that the Brewers, that's the one edge for sure that they have on the Dodgers. I know they have one or two guys out there, but the Brewers bullpen is so much better than the Dodgers.
Yeah, you're right, and they are getting the numbers bear that out, and I think the eye test bears that out too. And really the key factor there for me, you know, everyone's going to know about Soria and Hader and Jeffress and these guys, but that Corbin Burnes, the more you look at what he's doing and what he's going to be through this series and possibly beyond, is amazing. There's a guy that, like Hader, can take a ball on a given night and shut you down for five outs or mm-hmm. six outs or seven outs. That is the key factor. You talk about an X factor. Take a look at Corbin Burnes. He's going to be pivotal in this thing. And it wouldn't surprise me that they go bullpen here sometime in the series. I know you do play it a little bit different than you did in a five-game set. This one, you know, you're going to have to go a little more conventional, but it wouldn't surprise me that one of these games is a Woodruff Burnes type start.
I'd give Burnes a start in one of these games, in one of those bullpen games. I'd give him a start. He's going so good. Get off to a good start with that guy.
I'd get a little greedy with him. The way he's throwing the ball right now, I think he can get you, you know, maybe up to, Chuck, what do you think? 9 outs?
I think he can.
11 outs?
We've seen that. You know, maybe not much more than that because he's not stretched out that way, but he can. He's got that starter's mentality where he could start a game for you on bullpen day.
And against the right-handed hitters, let's not discount a Wade Miley bulldog. And you called him a bulldog in Denver there, Chuck.
Yeah.
That dude, that cutter, get ready on the left side of that diamond when he starts. I'm assuming he's going to start on Saturday. But get ready on the left side. That cutter bears in on the right-handers. It's going to be rollover city on Saturday against Miley.
Are you in a spot where you want to give a prediction, Tim?
No, I honestly, our listeners know that sort of been focused on the first few outs, and then I take it from there. Just I need you need to settle into this game. Don't get overwhelmed with the moment. And as players, I'm sure that's they want to settle in too, and that's where I'm at. It's just give me a few outs early on. Let me get the nerves out. There was 27 outs recorded for the victory to seal the NLDS, and after every single out, I was yelling at the pitcher that you're an out getter. That's what you do. You get outs. And every time, to the ad nauseum of the rest of the staff in the building that day, and they were, after every out, they were laughing at me and then repeating with me. So maybe we'll go that route again since it worked.
I think you've given a prediction. This is the 2018 championship season, after all. So I think that prediction has already been set. Timmy, we look forward to the post-game shows.
Yeah, and we're going to be at Kelly's Bleachers on Blue Mound Friday night after the game.
Oh, so, you are!
That's fantastic.
And they turned us loose a little bit, and we'll be down there right in the melee, if you will, right there.
Oh, that's great.
Near Miller Park. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You'll have a great post-game crowd, especially if they win.
Oh, they were telling me, the guys over at Kelly's were telling me that on Thursday and Friday, at capacity, people waiting to get in.
Okay.
So, I may have to crash that.
That sounds like fun.
I wanted to crash Denny's. That didn't happen.
Why not?
No. You
too
were
tired.
Yeah, you were out of it, weren't you?
I was someone go with tired. I was tired. Tim, we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.